It is a pleasure, everyone, to be here with you to follow up with the Pulling Out the Stops workshop that we did up at Drescher Hall. And let me say in advance that doing a teleconference on thinking bigger requires you to think bigger. And my sincere hope, and let me just tell you right out front that my thinking bigger for the teleconference leads to this conclusion, that at the end of the 1 hour that we get to spend together, and Sean, Mike, you have heard me say this I don't know how many times, but my hope is that you will learn one, two, or three things that you will be able to then implement, and that you will then change the course of human events for the better in some way, shape, manner, or form. Now, I know that that may sound like hyperbole. You may think that that sounds somehow or another unrealistic, but that is actually the hope that I bring to every interaction in the world of work, and that my tagline for my company is to convert human potential into accelerated business results. But embedded in that is a core belief that we have to think bigger in order to do that, and that it is a belief that I have about everyone who is here that not only do you have the capability, but by being on the call, you have a willingness to do that. You will have a willingness to do it in your personal life and in your professional life, and that I am honored and pleased to be some part of you doing that. Now, to kind of follow up on one thing that Sean Mike said is, this questionnaire called the Thinking Bigger Questionnaire, let's be clear about what this is. This is a conversation starter. It is not necessarily something that you will look at it and say, well, where's the validity and reliability around this, and do we have norms? This is simply just a conversation starter. And if you look at question number one, I have an unshakable belief in my ability to accomplish something extraordinary. There's a 1 through 10 scale, 1 being low, 10 being high, and if you look at the overall scoring, there's 10 questions, you've got a possible 100, and it's just interesting for some people to complete it and say, okay, if these are the questions I scored the highest on, what are the implications for me and my team moving forward? So just know that that is a conversation starter. Now, back to the document, there will be two documents there'll be one document that will be made available by Sean Mike, and it is the 9 Steps to Thinking Bigger document. There are 78 ideas, 78, not 77, not 79, 78 ideas that when I went through Thinking Bigger and looked at the 9 strategies for how do you start to do that, I came up with 78. There may be 85, and you may come up with a couple on your own, and if you do, I would love to hear from you. But this is going to be presenting those 78 ideas. Now, in the process, if you would like to give us some feedback, there's 2 ways that you can do that. Since this is being recorded, it is a closed-end loop, so you can hear us, but we cannot hear you. If you're on Twitter and you want to tweet me with a question, you can at hashtag Hugh Blaine, H-U-G-H, last name Blaine, B-L-A-N-E. So that's one way. You can also send me a text message on my cell phone, which is 206-898-0481. So there's 2 ways for you to engage with us, and we do have a couple of questions at the very end.